The Carter Center was packed for the two-hour hearing addressing concerns over voter suppression. Several Democratic congressmen and women heard testimony from voters, the ACLU, and former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams about the state's voting system during the 2018 election.
Incompetence and malfeasance operate in tandem, and the sheer complexity of the state's voting apparatus smooths voter suppression into a nearly seamless system that targets voter registration, ballot access, and ballot counting.
Abrams' new voting rights group, Fair Fight Action, is suing Georgia over virtually every aspect of the state's existing voting system. Fulton County voter Stacey Hopkins shared her story of facing removal from the voting rolls despite being an active voter.
The state of our elections and voting rights is a dire emergency and a crisis of voter confidence. We have sent out the warning signs for years. I am asking Congress to intervene to answer this call in order to protect and defend what was so hard fought for and many of us thought won.
The hearing is one of several House Democrats plan to hold across the country to try and gather more evidence to eventually strengthen the Voting Rights Act of 1965. A Georgia House committee met Tuesday to discuss a bill that would allow new voting machines and change parts of the state's election code. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Carter Center.